Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
It is wrestling, and I am Brandon Walker, and this is AEW President Tony Khan. All Elite Wrestling President Tony Khan is how I should have said it. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, man. We're on one right now. Feeling good.
This is great.
Imagine if we did a shitty take one and we had to redo it.
Well, you know what? It would be more time I get to spend with you here in your beautiful office here at Barstool.
Well, I'm not paying for it. I just happen to be here. Although, did you know that I got a new contract a couple months ago?
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't for a lot of money.
Well, I'm still happy for you.
Thank you very much.
And I'm happy for the fine folks here at Barstool and all the fans of wrestling, of which I am one.
Thank you very much. So I've got to ask you, gigantic summer coming up for All Elite Wrestling. You not only have Double or Nothing May 29th in Las Vegas, you also have in June AEW Forbidden Door.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
Let's first talk about Double or Nothing, though. You've already announced your main event.
Yes.
Hangman Page, AEW World Champ, CM Punk, a prize signing from last year, a wrestling legend, Hall of Famer, everything, but now taking his first crack at the AEW World title. You have to be beyond excited for this main event.
I'm so fired up for Hangman Page versus CM Punk for the World Championship at Double or Nothing, May 29th on pay-per-view out of Las Vegas. It's 3 years later where it all began. It's the fourth Double or Nothing event. But the last couple years, through the pandemic, we had done the show in Jacksonville, and now we're back on the West Coast in Las Vegas. It's the biggest event in AEW's history, and celebrating our three-year anniversary where it all started with CM Punk, the biggest signing in the history of the company, who's come in. He's had so many great matches, brought so many new fans to AEW. He debuted in Chicago at the First Dance, and now he's where AEW started, wrestling for the world title, I believe the top prize in all of pro wrestling, against the greatest champion we've had, Hangman Page.
Wow.
The guy who knocked off Kenny Omega. He's come in. He's had, in my opinion, the best championship reign so far of anybody.
You made a couple of big statements there. Well, one, calling Hangman Page the best champion you've ever had to this point. That's bold. It was also, I thought, calling the, and it was incredible, the Hangman Page, Kenny Omega tag team into title match feud, calling that the best storyline you've ever done. I was going to ask about a storyline that Punk did with MJF.
That's arguably right there.
As a fan, I was like, that might be my favorite.
That is also a long-term story, and certainly with the fans there, that has been the best. I think going back even further, longer before that, we had seen Kenny Omega and Hangman Page from the very first episodes of AEW Dynamite. That's where they first teamed in Philadelphia, the third ever episode of the show. And through the pandemic, it was such a huge part of our fabric. They were the tag team champions through the pandemic and then split up. The first Eliminator tournament, it was Kenny versus Hangman for the first time since they'd been champions, where they met in the final at Full Gear 2020 at a great show in front of a socially distanced crowd. So it's a long story. So I think, and certainly in recent AEW history, I think definitely, and right there, CM Punk versus MJF, dog collar match along with Kenny Omega versus Hangman Page, and also Dr. Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa, which is a story that went over a year. I think those would probably be certainly on the Mount Rushmore, the three up front. Certainly two that involved the world title with Dr. Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, which culminated, didn't first involve the title when they start wrestling.
But it circled
and
back.
Beach Break 2021 and then St. Patrick's Day Slam. A year later, St. Patrick's Day Slam 2022 in Texas. It culminated for the biggest win of Thunder Rosa's career in an even bigger main event than the first St. Patrick's Day Slam. And so those, I think, would be certainly three stories, first and foremost, among the greatest.
Later tonight, you'll be having Dynamite, the magic of TV. We're recording on Tuesday. They don't know that.
Oh.
Later tonight, you will be hosting AEW Dynamite from Long Island. Long Island, as we know, the home of MJF. What kind of colossal prick is he when you guys go to Long Island?
Well, he's a colossal prick. It's very interesting now. We're a little bit further down from the, a little bit further down. It's a little, even maybe a little more accessible, UBS Arena here in the city.
Sure.
But still, it's Long Island, the Islanders, and MJF is the king of Long Island. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how the crowd reacts to MJF and to Wardlow as they have a contract signing on tonight's Dynamite ahead of their match, also at Double or Nothing, which I think is one of the other stories and maybe right there. Now, we'll see, but it's in progress, but that could be another candidate for that Mount Rushmore, what's happened with MJF and Wardlow for years. Yeah. Like I said, on that possible Mount Rushmore of all the great stories, there's a lot of great choices, what would be the other one I think you'd put on there for the fourth spot?
I'm going to circle back to Wardlow in a minute because the reactions he's getting, the storytelling is top-notch. Before we do that, though, I want to kiss the ass of my guest, as I do better than anybody in the wrestling business. I think AEW tells very good stories in the ring and throughout your daily and your weekly shows. Yeah. I think that period. But when you get in range of a pay-per-view, say 3 or 4 weeks out, and you really start hard selling that thing and you really start building the card, I think that's when you get in your sweet spot. And this week, we're 3.5 weeks. No, 2.5 weeks. We're less than a month to Double or Nothing. And you're really in storytelling mode. Like, I assume...
3 more Dynamites.
I assume we're going to find out more matches for that card very soon. Yep. Right now, we've got... we certainly have CM Punk, and we have Heyman Page. We have Wardlow, MJF. We have the women's title match between Serena Deeb and Thunder Rosa. But we're going to be finding out more. Is there something about you as a storyteller that just... You kind of get in your bag when you get this close to a pay-per-view, when you get in mode like that?
I think the matches get bigger. The stakes get bigger. I love the build towards the pay-per-views. And I think going towards Double or Nothing, it's huge for us. It's great this year compared to last year. I think an advantage we have with sports and playoffs and things like that is, you know, TBS, we have far less preemptions. TNT, we've had some with Rampage, but with TBS,
right.
Dynamite on the go-homes, we're going to be in our Wednesday night spot in primetime, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Pacific, on TBS through primetime in our core spot where we've been consistently on TBS, especially a top performer with AEW Dynamite. And I think on the build of the pay-per-views, that helps a lot. And this year, the card is going to be so strong for the Dynamites and Rampages leading up, especially you named those matches. And we know there's going to be 2 more matches that are going to come down to the wire with so many great wrestlers. 8 in each side for the Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup Tournament. To have all these great wrestlers competing to tribute.
Last week, we were doing wrestling, and I was like, they're going to have the Owen Hart Foundation Tournament. And these guys were behind the camera. They said, you can't say foundation. It's the cup, the Owen Hart Cup. I was like, no, the foundation's in the name of the tournament.
No, it's the Owen Hart Foundation. It's Owen Hart's Foundation. It's the Owen Hart Family Foundation.
I bet you guys feel kind of stupid now,
don't
you?
It's the Owen Hart Foundation Cup Memorial Tournament.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
With Manscaped. Wardlow. Like, MJF, we know, is a rising star, and no matter how big of a prick he is, but as MJF's star rose, beside him rose Wardlow, and now they're butting heads, and Wardlow comes out, the presentation of the no music and the handcuffs, and it seems like it's making it bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's the evil genius that is MJF, I think, at work. I mean, you're seeing what he's done to Wardlow. It is tormenting the guy, and it's been very compelling to see. And unfortunately, that's kind of the evil mastermind at work.
The handcuffs, the no music, it stands so far apart from everything else we're trained to watch in wrestling. You got to be pleased with the way everything comes together every week.
Yeah, things have really shaped up very nicely for this big match. We're going to have a contract signing tonight on Long Island. It'll be a big night to see how the crowd reacts to Wardlow, as they do every week. He gets big reactions. This might be different because he's coming against his longtime boss, and his boss who has his contract and really holds his future in his hands. And there's going to be some conditions, and it's going to be very interesting tonight on TBS on Dynamite at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. And it's going to be exciting to hear what MJF has to say to Wardlow about their match at Double or Nothing.
Have you considered just buying Wardlow's contract from MJF? I mean, you got the money.
MJF and his family have a lot of money. And, you know, to be fair, I'm making smart business decisions for the company. And, you know, we have Wardlow is still performing on the company right now, and it's on MJF's dime. So, you know, we have worked with a lot of people through the Forbidden Door.
Yeah.
So this is no different. I think, although it's a lot of partnerships, speaking of Forbidden Door, it's going to be a great event coming up later in the summer with June 26th in Chicago. We did our first ever $1 million gate for AEW Double or Nothing this year. It's the first time the tickets alone have done a million before the huge pay-per-view numbers. And now with our first partnership with New Japan, again, we've hit the $1 million gate. United Center, and it's going to be a great debut pay-per-view with New Japan Forbidden Door.
It must be incredible working at a company that makes sound business decisions.
This is a great business, and you know it's very well run, and I'm really lucky to be here at Barstool.
Oh, thank you very much. We
thank
appreciate
you for
that.
Having me.
We appreciate that. Ring of Honor.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing with it?
Well, it was a purchase. I thought it was a really good value, and it could be really positive for, first of all, the wrestling fans.
Sure.
And a lot of pro wrestlers, people in Ring of Honor, and also maybe people in AEW, free agents, and a lot of people who work in pro wrestling. A lot of jobs and contracts could be at stake. And also, there's a great history of Ring of Honor. I felt like it was very compatible with the assets that we're already working with. I think it's going to be great for AEW and also just so great for Ring of Honor, that Ring of Honor is going to stay alive. Mm-hmm. The first show that I put together was booking for Ring of Honor. It was a transition from the end of an era of stuff they'd been building to and putting history of Ring of Honor in. And it culminated with some great matches, great championship matches, and now we have great Ring of Honor champions. And we saw the debut of Samoa Joe, who's also now the Ring of Honor World Television Champion. Mm-hmm. He's defended that title. He's competed in championship matches on Dynamite and now Rampage, defended the title, great match against Trent. And a lot of people, fans around the world, wanted to see the aftermath, where Jay Lethal got involved with the Best Friends and Samoa Joe, along with Sanjay Dutt and Satnam Singh. And we've done huge web traffic for some of these confrontations, particularly stuff with Satnam Singh and Jay Lethal, and of course, Samoa Joe.
So I have a question about a certain group that has just come together, but first let me ask about one individual that's in the group. You've signed a lot of guys over the years of AEW. Most times it works out. Like CM Punk comes in and now he's wrestling for the world title. Bryan Danielson has fit in seamlessly. But I don't know how many guys you've signed that have fit in as seamlessly as William Regal.
Yes, sir.
He's been with AEW, 2 months? It seems like he's been there the whole time. And I don't know why that is, but how pleased are you with the way that whole signing went down and then what they're putting together with the Blackpool Combat
Club?
Found something really special.
Thank you. John Moxley and Bryan Danielson are two of the great pro wrestlers, not just today, but I think of all time, two great world champions who have wrestled all over the world and now have competed at the top level. John Moxley is one of only four men to ever hold the AEW world title. Again, we talked about Hangman. John Moxley, arguably the greatest world champion of all time. The one thing that is different as Hangman's defended the title all over the world, and John Moxley, we only got to see John Moxley, who has had as many great defenses and great matches as the champion as anybody, and I think is the can't-miss star of the company right now, John Moxley.
Sure.
And his return is one of the biggest stories and one of the most inspirational, awesome things that makes me so happy, and I think John Moxley would be right there as the greatest champion. He never got to defend the title on the road, and I think that still motivates him, but he's come in teaming with Bryan Danielson, who they really wrestle very differently, but they are bonded by their love of pro wrestling, and they founded this Blackpool Combat Club. They're both very close and both have long histories, especially Danielson, with Lord William Regal. Mm-hmm. And we found organically through William Regal scouting and also before he arrived, to be honest, through matches I put together with Wheeler Yuta against John Moxley twice, and then he did a little bit better the second time. He did a lot better the second time. He went from John tearing through him at the end of last year, and then John was out a long time. And when he came back, that was something that we were really able to build back up, because John had torn through Wheeler the first time, and then their second match was much more competitive. And that was this past year, since John came back. And their third match ended up being an absolute classic. Mm-hmm. And I think what's come together with John and William Regal and Bryan Danielson and now Wheeler Yuta, it's pretty special. And we talked about Ring of Honor, and that's another place where a great young wrestler like Wheeler Yuta, who's wrestled in AEW, can also go and compete. And you've got great stars in AEW and also great people exclusive to Ring of Honor. I think it's a lot of potential for the Ring of Honor brand, like the question you asked before. And also, it's awesome because it's a great time for AEW and pro wrestling in general. Lots of great things happening at companies all over the world, Forbidden Door with AEW and New Japan, and other companies, too, all over the world.
There's something about William Regal sitting on commentary, and you have this stately British gentleman taking absolute delight in Jon Moxley and Bryan Danielson ripping somebody's face
off. And now Wheeler Yuta, too.
Yeah, of all of it. He's just sitting there, and you could picture him drinking tea, and he's just giddy as he can be at them beating the absolute hell out of somebody.
Yep.
That's a great dynamic.
I love it.
By the way, if you need an old Southern guy to ever do that, I can dial it up.
Well, there you go. JR is
he's not Southern. He's from Oklahoma.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Tony Schiavone.
I guess he is from the South. I was talking about
me. Well, you know, this could be a great pair.
Tony Schiavone is a better
player. And as we expand our programming, I think that's something to keep an eye on. But you also are such a great host here for wrestling.
For now.
A fairly neutral party, but also a friend to AEW and a friend to all of pro wrestling and wrestling. So thank you for having me again. It's
great. I meant to get you a wrestling shirt.
I have a wrestling. I have a couple.
Do you really?
Shirts. Yeah, I've been here a few times.
Yeah, but I didn't know I gave you a wrestling shirt.
Yeah, I have a few. Are you okay?
No, my mic fell off.
Well, here, we're going to
No, it's okay. No, it's right in my hand. I've got to tell you right now, tonight we're going to UBS Arena on Long Island to watch AEW. There's shows all over this country, WWE shows, AEW shows. Everybody's doing shows this summer, and you'll be sitting at the house and you're like, hey, isn't WWE in X City tonight? We should go. Well, if you didn't get the first wave of tickets, I've got the perfect answer for you. It's the new exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. That's Game Time. They specialize in getting last-minute great deals on tickets. It's a new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score last-minute deals to sports, concerts, wrestling events, and they guarantee the lowest price. Again, I'm going to Dynamite tonight. You got Rampage coming up. You have WWE events. I know the feeling. You're sitting at home and you decided not to go to that wrestling show in your city. You're like, oh, well, I'll see them next time. And then the day comes and you hear that they're going to be in your arena tonight. You're like, well, I wish I had had tickets. Go to Game Time. You'll take care of that for a for a low price is what I'm saying. I don't know what my hands are doing. Great rates on great seats. Best part, you get $20 off your first purchase at Game Time by using me. Download the Game Time app, go to Account tab to create a login, redeem code RASSLIN, RASSLIN, for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Download Game Time, last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
RASSLIN.
Dan Housen.
Yeah.
You ever been cursed?
No, I've never been cursed by Dan Housen, but he's cursed a lot of my enemies, and I don't know if they're going to work, but I hope they do.
How many enemies have you had Danhausen curse?
I don't know. It's up to him. I don't really ask him to, but he just does it. If he says somebody, he's like, oh, you don't like him? Then I'll do it. I'll curse him. And I'm not asking for it. It's just something Danhausen does voluntarily. I feel like he eavesdrops on a lot of people's conversations.
Your people can't keep their phone.
People's suffered. I think that people are frightened of Danhausen, and there's people here that
curse that guy's phone to fall out of his lap.
Well, you can't control gravity, sir. And
I could.
Well. It's a constant.
So yeah, these things stay up.
Negative 9.8 meters per second squared.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're so much smarter than me. It makes me fucking sick. You know that?
Direction
it makes me sick how smart you are.
I love wrestling and football in both England and America.
We haven't even talked about late 80s, early 90s sports movies.
Well, my frames of reference on movies and TV is like I've expanded my portfolio of sports and entertainment interests. They've kind of gone down and more exclusive, but I used to have a very broad knowledge of film and TV. It's gotten more narrow as I work more in wrestling and football, of course, in England and America.
Mine started out narrow, and it stayed narrow.
Well, we have time.
I'm narrow-minded.
In addition to promoting tonight's show, you can't miss Dynamite tonight on TBS, and it's on around the world on great TSN and ITV this weekend. Great shows. TBS Dynamite, I think we haven't talked about a huge match. We talked a little bit about CM Punk, and he's going to be facing another hometown hero, not just MJF. But John Silver, who's going to get a great reaction.
Yeah, Johnny Hungy.
You're going to be here tonight for Johnny Silver. That'll be really interesting as Hangman is preparing for CM Punk, his friend John Silver taking on the number one contender, CM Punk, ahead of the big title match at Double or Nothing that's signed. So watch out for that. It'll be a big match. And then, of course, we haven't talked at all about one of the most exciting matches on Wednesday Night Dynamite, the FTW Championship match, the champion Ricky Starks defending the title against one half of the World Tag Team Champions and one of the pillars of this company, Jungle Boy.
What When did you take control of this interview? I was just riding as a passenger right there for a second.
Well, I just wanted to do some plugs, and I
yeah, you got them in. They were good. They were good.
You were great about letting me get it in, and I think thanks for being such a great host and friend.
Couple of guys I want to ask about, because I am getting to everybody.
The cast of Major League. You want to do some?
Well, if we want to have a Tom Berenger conversation or a Bob Uecker talk, we can have a Bob Uecker talk. But I think that would be boring for the audience. But his best character was Harry Doyle, although he was on Mr. Belvedere.
The next time
that.
I come back, I'll have some. Interesting...
Can we just not talk wrestling next time you come back?
We could talk a lot about that. I mean, we've already done so much wrestling. I don't know how much time you have left in this interview, but I would love to talk.
How much time you have left?
Well, Harry Doyle. I mean, you could talk all day about Bob Uecker, who's been obviously involved in pro wrestling. Was at WrestleMania 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And is a great person in all sports and in TV, Mr. Belvedere, like you said. And the cast of Major League and Major League 2, we could spend days on it. You and I have talked offline, been texting about Major League a lot, but also Little Big League, which is one of the best and most underrated, I think, sports movies, and had some of the best action, as we agreed.
It's the best baseball, yep. That and Major League has great baseball. Moneyball has pretty good baseball. Yeah. Bull Durham, Tim Robbins can't really throw, but otherwise.
But he's to be fair, he's not a major league pitcher, so
that's
at least
true.
There's that.
But Rick Vaughn looks like
Rick Vaughn is a major league.
He looks like a major league
Wild Thing.
And then
gas.
Kevin Costner in For Love of the Game, he looks like an old veteran pitcher.
Chapel.
Chapel.
You know, I have never had.
Oh, we're getting
the
there.
Game.
That's
have
what we're
ever
doing.
We had this conversation.
We need to have it right now. I'm just
Chapel,
saying.
Chapel, while we're here in New York. You know, and obviously Billy Chapel had this big game against the Yankees, and the Yankee fans really gave him a lot of stick.
And that one asshole in the airport who was just sitting at the bar?
He went through a lot in his mind during this game. Clearly, his mind, he had a lot of thoughts, and it makes you think about how much we all think about every day. And it is a thought-provoking film.
Oh, God.
I drank more V8 after that movie, and I haven't, it's been a long time. After that movie, I kind of drank some, and then I haven't done it in a long time because I probably drank too much V8. But it was a great. He drinks V8, and also the you know, not to spoil anything about the movie, but
it came out in 1999. I think you can spoil it.
Well, it's a great performance on the field by Billy Chapel, who's played by Kevin Costner, and also John C. Reilly as his faithful catcher. And there's like a romantic story.
Well, his name's Gus.
Thank you, Gus. Thanks. That's good.
But you remember the only thing I don't like about that movie. The remember the last at bat, and the young guy hits a high chopper over the mound, and then the shortstop. Well, I mean, it came out 23 years ago. If they want to watch it, they. Spoiler alert! Skip ahead 3 minutes so you don't hear how For Love of the Game ends.
If we're talking the movie up, we kind of.
But the guy, remember, it's a high chopper on the second base side, and the shortstop comes and dives. Like, there's no chance you've got enough time to throw a guy out if all that happens.
You're right.
That's all I'm saying.
That's a great point, and to be fair. You know, that's the kind of sentiment they probably could have used before they made it. But so much great action up until that point, until you get to the ninth inning of the game. You're talking about the ninth inning.
I'm talking about the ninth inning. Yeah.
Well, there's a perfect game. First 8 innings and 8.5 innings.
You really don't want to spoil this at all, do you?
Well, now you've said a lot. We don't have to say what happens, but it's a solid movie. It's not the I think there's a reason we didn't start with it. We've talked more about Major League, Little Big League.
I think it's like a top 6 to 10 baseball movie.
I can see that.
It's not top 5.
I think that's right.
I think Major League, Bull Durham, A League of Their Own. That's your top 5. You a big Natural guy? We don't.
I like The Natural.
A little slow though, isn't it?
It's it came out before I was born, I think, and I didn't see it till later in life, and I really liked it. But a lot of these other movies I saw when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So you romanticize them a little bit more.
You really do. You really do. All right, a couple more questions about AEW.
Sure.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun. We're going to L.A., of course, the home of the Dodgers and the Angels. We got the Forum. It's one of our biggest events we've ever done. The Angels in the outfield is not a bad baseball.
I was wondering where you were going with that.
Angels in the outfield. We could talk about that.
How did you get off on that? Angels in the outfield, it's okay. But remember, Angels in the outfield, Sandlot, Little Big League, and Rookie of the Year all came out within like a year
of
each other.
The Benny the Jet ends up playing for the Dodgers.
He does.
Also. So
he
that's
does.
A great point.
And
another
then Scotty
way to
Smalls
bring him back to the Dodgers in L.A.
Scotty Smalls is the L.A. Dodgers radio announcer, which is, if I'm not mistaken, in L.A., which is where you guys will be.
That's a great point.
I know,
that's
man.
That's a great point. Scotty Smalls doing the radio and Benny the Jet out there running the bases.
But also, you have no problem spoiling the Sandlot.
Well,
that was easy
that
for
was
you.
Out, that came out several years prior, and I feel like a whole generation of people that's probably seen it.
It was 6 years apart.
Everybody's seen the Sandlot. But For Love of the Game slipped under the radar a little bit more because Kevin Costner was in a more prominent Ron Shelton baseball film.
We're going to get back to Bull Durham.
Yes, of course. The prior was
Did Ron Shelton
about.
Do For Love of the Game?
Yeah.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I knew he
did. So. I'm pretty sure.
He did White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tin Cup.
He did Tin
Cup.
Let's
talk about Tin Cup.
Fantastic. But here's the problem with Tin Cup.
What a great movie.
Fantastic movie. But don't you think it has the worst sports ending of any movie?
No, it's legendary.
No, come on. Nobody would do that. Nobody would do that.
Vandeveld. In the British Open, the 99 British Open.
He triple bogeyed. He didn't take a 12.
But it felt like it.
Also,
but watching an actual professional, it felt like it.
Vandeveld hit the ball in the ditch.
Paul Lowry's the champion, and it's like the Peter Jacobson out there with Sims.
But Vandeveld, like, made mistakes.
McAvoy.
Roy McAvoy. Roy McAvoy chose to keep hitting the ball in the same spot.
That's the fatal flaw that held Tin Cup. There's a reason this guy didn't make it and Sims did. Even though natural talent, I mean, you could argue McAvoy has more raw golfing ability.
He's the best ball striker
Clearly
in the world.
Sims is a more, he may be a real terrible human who's terrible to old people and animals. He's a real jerk. Sims sucks, but let's...
He hates old people and dogs.
But mentally, he's been much more successful as a golfer. And who's to say, coming out of there, who's going to have the better future? Although, certainly McAvoy, that was the biggest showing of his career. But man, brutal. But he pulled a tin cup. So the fact that, like, it's a thing that lives on. Nobody's actually done it to that degree.
Nobody would ever do that.
Probably not on that stage we've never seen, but the closest thing would be Vandeveld, right?
Yeah, but Vandeveld just blew up. And maybe Greg Norman at the 96 Masters when he had a 6-shot lead.
But that was
over the course of 9 holes.
That was the same year Tin Cup came out, right?
It may have happened before. Came out 96, yeah.
Norman may have actually been before Tin Cup.
You know, the Rene Russo was in both Major League and Tin Cup.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner's in a bunch of these movies we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sports Movie Hall of Famer.
He's a big one.
Sports Movie Hall of Famer. Hook. Hook is a guy. Hook is a guy that's got a future ahead of him. He's still undefeated. Him and Danhausen are talking, you know, back and forth. What's going on with Hook and Danhausen?
Well, I think we're going to see now, you know, we're going to have Tony Nese versus Danhausen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something really to keep an eye on here on AEW TV. And I'm really excited to have not only Hook, getting involved with Danhausen, but Tony Nese, somebody that's the premier athlete, got hooked up with Mark Sterling, who we've seen working with Jade Cargill and working with MJF, now working with Tony Nese, and Tony Nese versus Danhausen will be very interesting. And Hook and Danhausen, what's happening with them, it'd be interesting to watch too. Tony Nese got involved in the whole thing and jumped both guys. So it's an interesting situation to watch this week on AEW, on TBS, and following up TNT, we're going to keep an eye on it. Hook is great.
He seems
big Hook guy. I'm a Hook guy.
I am. So the TNT Championship.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I had a joke there that I ate, and it was for the best. It's for the best. Sponsors, all that stuff.
I thought you were going to talk about Hook the movie with like the.
I wasn't. I was going to say I was
Pan the Man.
I was going to say I'm a big Hook fan.
Run Home Jack. No. We were talking about baseball. We could talk about Hook is in a baseball movie. Run Home Jack.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What?
Hook, there's baseball in Hook, Run Home Jack.
I've never seen Hook.
I
was 14 years old when Hook came out.
You didn't see Hook?
I didn't see Hook.
Robin Williams?
No, I'm aware of it. I'm culturally aware of it.
And Dustin Hoffman is Captain Hook?
Well, you don't have to holler at somebody. I just never saw Hook.
Bob Hoskins, Smee. This is like, dude, this is where you don't connect with. Even like Barstool Skews Young. People in their 30s have seen Hook. Young people have seen Hook because it's a kid's movie. Hook is a great movie. If you haven't seen
but
it,
I wasn't watching.
Great interpretation of Peter Pan. Okay, then you haven't seen it. It's great.
I wasn't watching kids' movies when it came out. Because I wasn't a kid anymore.
Okay, well, there's some baseball. There's Run Home Jack.
Came out in 1992?
91, maybe.
Late 91 or late 92?
I think it was 91, maybe 92. I was real young. I was not 10 years old yet. It was like I was at one of my young movies. But there's some baseball in Hook. So there's another one, and ties it all together, plus we're talking about Hook. So
there's also baseball in The Naked Gun.
Oh, God, it's one of the best montages
in sports
history.
But you don't have Naked Guns.
There's so many great jokes, like Enrico Palazzo, when it pays off, when they're like, hey, it's Enrico Palazzo, because they saw him earlier, when they thought he was Enrico Palazzo.
Enrico Palazzo.
Because he takes a mask off, and also I really love the whole montage with I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. It's a great baseball montage with the Angels-Mariners game and him patting the guys down. And I just love, for some reason, when he walks back over, to George Kennedy, and he's, you know, he asked him if he had any luck finding the killer, and he said no, and I searched every one of those players, and George Kennedy's like, yeah, I saw that.
Like, all right, a couple more questions, and your people are going to tackle me so I can get you out of here.
Let's go.
The TNT title.
Yes, sir.
It goes from Sammy to Scorpio to Sammy to Scorpio. Like, it's been bouncing back and forth.
It happens. Like, you know, I have to say, like, a great example of this, you get Smoky Mountain Wrestling, which is a great promotion. We're talking about 90s movies, 90s wrestling even.
Sure.
So the Rock and Roll Express and the Heavenly Bodies in 4 days. They went the same thing. It was, you know, the Rock and Roll Express, the Heavenly Bodies, the Rock and Roll Express, the Heavenly Bodies for the Smoky Mountain Tag Championship. And I think, you know, you saw that. They had the hospital elimination match. We saw Sammy and Sky. I thought Sammy and Sky, the ladder match was tremendous. And I thought Sky's second championship win was better than the first win for him in many ways, which is hard to do, to say. I think that meant that it was the right thing to do. And Sammy and Ty, man, I think it's a polarizing thing because they're very popular on their own. They've been very, Ty's been a great babyface. Sammy's been a great fan favorite. Ty's been a great fan favorite individually. Ty teaming with Anna Jay, Sammy teaming with Jericho at times as a TNT champion. Great. But together, man, people hate them.
They're polarizing.
Polarizing, but man, it's turned things.
Actually, you're right, they're not polarizing.
180 degrees. People just hate them, and it's really fascinating to watch because Sky has, you know, really, for a person who started in AEW, is a fan favorite and the first ever World Tag Team Champion, the person who got in the tournament, got the pin in all three matches and wasn't even slated to be in the tournament until the last minute and became a champion with Frankie Kazarian. And now on Friday Night Rampage on TNT, they're going to wrestle for the TNT Championship. So to see the first ever World Tag Team Champions wrestling for the first time against each other in AEW and have it be for the TNT title and have Sky as hot as he's ever been and Kazarian's having a really hot year under the radar and getting back on TV, it's a huge opportunity for him. And a milestone match on Rampage. And a lot of big things coming up on Dynamite and Rampage with the Owen Hart Cup tournament to have Ruby Soho and Riho wrestling on that show.
That's
a freaking huge match. They were also both just on this great Rampage show last week. Mm-hmm. Riho earned the spot in the tournament, beating Yuka Sakazaki in a qualifying match. And again, we saw Ruby Soho in that awesome tag team match, teaming with Tony Storm against Dr. Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. And get another look at that again tonight on Dynamite with Jamie Hayter versus Tony Storm in the Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup tournament.
A couple more questions here. The thing with Sammy and Ty is, you know, they're two young, good-looking people in the prime of their lives, and people, the fans hate people like us, you know? Young people in the prime of their lives just looking good.
You're right.
Think that's why people have turned on Sammy and Ty and me.
Well, that's true. I thought people still liked you, to be honest. You're very popular, as is wrestling and Barstool programming.
You should see what car I bought my wife for Mother's Day.
What'd you get?
No, I'll show you later.
Okay, well, that's good. I hope it was nice.
Although you're a billionaire. I don't know why I'm bragging to you.
Well, my dad works on auto parts. He's going to think it's awesome, and I'll think it's awesome.
I'm bragging to one of them. I'm actually firing one of them soon. So.
Oh, geez. These seem like they're doing a great job for you.
Have you seen the show?
Yeah, it's a great show. That's why I keep coming back.
All right, so let's lay it out. Double or Nothing.
Yep.
Coming up, Vegas.
Yes.
May 29th.
Yes.
But then we're turning around, and you've never done this. You've always had a 3-4 month window between pay-per-views. You'll go Revolution into Double or Nothing, into All Out, into the other one.
Full Gear.
Thank you. You've got those four, and you always have several months. But now you're going to go, we're going to go Double or Nothing, we're turning around, and we're opening the Forbidden Door.
That's to a partnership. It's for the first time ever. We're working together with New Japan Pro Wrestling.
And you're about to break on this show who's wrestling at Forbidden Door.
Well, we'll find out. I think some of the big stars, these big matches at Double or Nothing are going to determine who goes through the Forbidden Door into the biggest matches in our first ever pay-per-view collaboration with New Japan Pro Wrestling. Sold out crowd. It's going to be at the United Center. It's a huge success already, and hopefully on pay-per-view, it'll be just like all the AEW shows. Every show today, it's been a success on pay-per-view.
United Center, you're killing that building. I mean, not killing the building in a bad way. You're dominating that building.
Thanks.
You've taken ownership of the United Center. And it's a great wrestling city, you know, somewhere near and dear to your heart, I believe.
Of course. I've spent so much of my life
you gotta be geeked up about
Chicago and grew up in Illinois and grew up in Champaign, Illinois with the University of Illinois, and which has got a great presence from your Barstool Network and fans all over the world and a great basketball team and has had good football teams and bowl teams and a lot of players in the NFL.
What are we doing right now? You're just stumping for the University of Illinois? Are we recruiting? That's not right.
It's Barstool. You got a lot of Barstool Illinois people, and the University of Illinois connection is true. And the Chicago area, we've got the United Center, has been so great. And the Chicago fans, whether it was United Center or when we've been at DePaul doing shows at Wintrust Arena, sure, and then outside around the Chicago area, particularly at the Now Arena, formerly the Sears Center, which is a great building, the Now, around Hoffman Estates near Schaumburg, Illinois, in the northwest suburbs.
Last question for you. We're entering the summer of 2022.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 this Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
You've got Double or Nothing. Then you have Forbidden Door. You'll go through the summer and you'll close the summer with All Out. The summer of 2022 in AEW is going to be about blank. What's it going to be about? What's going to be like? What's the summer hold for your company?
It's Act Two for AEW now. It's a start. We started 3 years ago, mm-hmm, at Double or Nothing 2019, and now it's come full circle. We're back at second time in Vegas. It's the fourth Double or Nothing. It's been 3 years, and it's an anniversary, and it's a new era. We've got this great champion, Hangman Page, defending against the biggest free agent, the number one contender who earned the spot from day one and didn't just get handed it, CM Punk, mm-hmm, who's worked his way up to be a person in line to fight our greatest champion, Hangman Page. It's top to bottom one of our most loaded shows, and it's all building to something really special with, like I said, big matches on Double or Nothing, like the Women's World Championship with a great champion who it's a culmination of so much, a coronation for Thunder Rosa, who's, again, somebody who's wrestled all over the world against an undefeated top star. This year, nobody's been able to beat Serena Deeb.
The professor
is one of the best wrestlers on the planet. That, to have MJF versus Wardlow, which, man, what a situation. And we'll find out tonight on Dynamite what MJF has in store for Wardlow.
What a prick that guy is.
Yeah. Let's see tonight on Dynamite here. You know, we're in New York, and tonight we'll be on Long Island. You're going to be there at the show. You're going to speak to MJF, I think, here on your show, mm-hmm, ahead, mm-hmm, of this big night.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I'll probably dominate him. When he comes in, I usually, you know, I'm the alpha male in the equation, so don't tell him
I said that.
We'll
find out what else is at Double or Nothing, and that'll help lead the way to the great wrestlers.
You're not
going to
tell him I said that?
No, he's going to see the show. He's a smart, very media-savvy person.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He stopped answering my text a while ago.
I'm not surprised.
Me either. All right, this is All Elite Wrestling President Tony Khan. Dynamite tonight, UBS Arena in Long Island, on Long Island.
On Long Island. Nice catch. And it's kind of near the border. It's very accessible. It's more accessible than the Nassau Coliseum for sure. So if you're around New York, it's going to be easy. We have a huge crowd. It's going to be the top wrestling show right now in the market. All the shows coming through here recently. That's a fact. And we'll have a great crowd at UBS Arena, and if you want to come, we still do have some tickets, but it's going to be available for everyone in the world to watch. Here, you can watch it on TBS, 8 o'clock Eastern here on the East Coast, and of course, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. It's probably the biggest lineup we've had so far since we came to TBS. Definitely one of the best lineups. Huge matches, like we talked about, and to start the Owen Hart Cup, to have Martha Hart involved in this and to have Owen Hart's legacy and image involved and honor him, it's going to be huge. Thank you for letting me come here to promote tonight's Dynamite, Double or Nothing, Forbidden Door. It's just good to see you talk some movies and stuff.
Always a pleasure. By the way, Don Johnson was in the office one day, and I got to ask him about playing David Sims in 10 Cup. He says it's the favorite thing he ever did in his career.
That's so awesome.
And he's still, like, you know how Don Johnson was just a good-looking guy? Dude. He's like 60 or 70. Still just great. That's awesome. He smelled so good.
What a legend. What a legendary actor.
Thank you very
much.
And Don Johnson, not bad either.
Well, Sims, great golfer, like we said. And who knows where he ended up after 10 Cup. Terrible human, but great golfer. And
I bet he had a good career because he had a level head on his shoulders.
Yeah. He'll make eight pars. He'll take 18 of them all day long.
All day long. That is Tony Khan, and this has been Wrestling.